stop.
Let's go.
It's time for Banter with the Boys.
Yo, welcome back to Banter with the Boys, Fast Laps, where we got the Azerbaijan recap. Azerbaijan, did I say it right? I messed it up.
Close enough.
Another horrible intro 2 weeks in a row. But we also have the Singapore preview. Got that one. So, anyway, let's kick it off. Obviously, I'm Smelty, your host, one of your hosts here, our co-host Joe right next to me. Joe, what's going on?
Nothing much. It was a fun race to watch. Really looking forward to Singapore as well. Kind of sad that we're not going to be back for a couple of weeks, but these two races should be pretty fun. So,
yeah, absolutely. And one of them we know for a fact was fun.
Yeah.
But Cole, how's your week been?
Good. I talked a lot of trash on Verstappen. So and then I put him in my podium, so that sucks. That's just karma right there.
It is.
But
it
other than that, the week's been beautiful, man. It's been beautiful out here.
It's not raining right now.
No. And I mean, being in beautiful, sunny, sandy Dubai, it's a great week, you know?
Fair enough.
What? You were in Dubai?
No, I'm saying we are right now, bro. Thanks, okay?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot.
Sorry, we're in Davenport, Ohio right now.
All right, not to hate on Davenport, Ohio. But, and obviously, last but not least, don't forget Kev behind the scenes here doing everything for us. Let's head right in to our Azerbaijan recap. Am I saying that right?
Azerbaijan. Just so you don't say Baku.
I'm going to get it by like 2026 for the new reg.
Okay.
I'm going to get it. Anyway, we actually had some stuff transpire, a little bit more stuff transpire before the Grand Prix even this week. Hamilton having to start from the pits because of an engine swap.
Oh, yeah, engine part swap. I think he swapped out a lot of stuff. But
okay,
yeah.
Enough that they were like, you got to start from What is that threshold? Do you know off the top of your head? How much things or stuff, I guess, parts? That was better. How many parts?
What is happening?
Can you take off or replace on the car before it's like you have to start from the pits or from the back?
It depends on the part. And I think each part has like a certain allocation to it. This is like F1 game knowledge most part.
That's fair.
Yeah. It depends when you change the parts.
Yeah,
out.
And I think when as well. But like once you hit,
like the game.
Yeah, it might not. But I know. Yeah, but there is allocations per part, and I think there are different like penalties you can get depending on the part you pick.
Sure.
From 5 to 10, and then pit lane. I believe
it just depends on how many accolades you have you can put towards research and development.
100%.
How much you can put towards research and development.
Another guy starting from the back, not from the pits, but he's starting from the back. Gasly also starting from the back due to a fuel error. You were saying before we started recording that they lied.
They were saying that it was that they lied about some like their fuel usage or something like that. I just assume it was there's something wrong with the car and they didn't. Maybe the team just did something wrong,
a
mistake. I don't know. I didn't look into it.
I was about to ask a really dumb question, like fuel usage. So how much fuel they use? Like, yeah, good job. All right, anyway, moving on. Ocon also starting from pit lane for also changing parts. Oh, well.
Alpine being Alpine.
Yeah.
Yup.
Let's see. Max came out and said that some of the changes made heading into qualifying actually made the car worse, which is crazy because we actually saw Checo perform better than Max. So again, do they make changes to each car individually every week, you think, or is there some upgrades that they would bring that would be both cars?
I
know we've talked about this slightly before, but I can't remember if we talked about if they would ever bring upgrades to both cars, or it's one this week and then next week the other one gets the same upgrade that the one got the week before. Like, you know what I mean?
I guess it depends on the I don't know the specifics behind the change. I guess it depends on the change.
Sure.
But it makes me think it's so close before qualifying that it's probably just Max's car.
Probably, yeah. It's definitely just dependent on change, because I know we had a weekend where like Lando had an upgrade and then Oscar got it the next weekend, but I think last race both Red Bulls had that wing change.
Oh yeah,
at the
they
same
did.
Time.
That really ugly
so
thing.
It just depends on I think how quickly they can make two. I think
fair
honestly.
Enough. Got a whole week.
Yeah,
you know how much we do in a week, buddy.
Yeah, that's true, but I think all of our annual salaries combined probably cost one of those parts.
Yeah, for sure.
But
not including the people paying the people that made them.
Yeah.
But it depends, like It wasn't an upgrade, though, right? It was just, like, a change?
Yeah, he didn't go into any, like, specifics that I could find anyway about what the change was.
Because you wonder if it's something that, like, they expect to improve performance.
What does he classify as a change? I went lower 1 PSI on my front right tire.
Yeah,
That's a change, right?
But like, so is it something you think where maybe... It can't be like that big of a change. I don't know. It just like to me, I'm thinking if they want to do a last second change that may help performance, they put that on Checo's car to see if it really matters and stick Max with something that counts.
Right. I like that idea. You know, keep Max. So that's
it must not be that big of a change, right?
It can't be. I think it's just Max. Just, you know, like I'm a little off this week and I got to find something somewhere to. And Max fans are going to hate this, but I got to find something somewhere to like blame it somewhere else.
Yep.
Instead of me just having an off week.
He's the king of it.
Yeah. Did you find something extra or not?
It was like subtle floor upgrades is what I'm reading. So underbody stuff. But like, I mean, Max has been complaining about that car like forever. So I feel like if there were changes coming, you'd think maybe they'd give him the changes.
Right. So maybe they did. Maybe they'll revert, you know, heading into Singapore.
I mean, we'll talk about him. We'll talk about him. Checo did... Like, he worked this weekend.
He had a great race until he didn't. Yeah. And then Lando out in Q1 after having to slow down for a yellow flag on his final flying lap. I didn't see that. Did you actually catch that, either of you? How he had to slow down for the yellow flag? Mm-hmm. You did?
I believe it was Ocon. I think he hit the wall and had to slow down. Then the yellow flag went through the whole sector, and so he just had to stop. He had to stop his lap. He did everything right. Unfortunately, I was like thinking about it. I think if he were to not slow down, I think the penalty he got may have only gotten him a few more places, maybe. Mm-hmm. So like he would have went from like 15th to 12th or something like that, which maybe have caused a difference. But when you got a penalty on your
record. In
the
grand scheme of things, I don't think.
He did the right thing. It just sucks.
The way he raced, I think it would have made a difference. But
yeah,
maybe. Also, he still had a great race.
At the same time, it's kind of funny because he was one of the first five cars to try to finish, and typically guys go out there early because they don't want to run into penalty. You know, like you get cut. That sucks. That is a nightmare. Mm-hmm. They should let somebody like that do another lap or something.
Make an amendment to the rules,
or just clear all times. Everybody do one lap.
I mean,
something. That's ridiculous. So he's the car that's just SOL because of the timing. That's so dumb.
Is it just as dumb if it was Bottas that missed out on it?
Yes, it's still okay. It doesn't
just
make sense.
Make sure.
What if Bottas is on pace for whatever, right?
Right. No, I agree 100%.
And especially in a car like that, what if it's difference between him doing 18th and 12th?
Right. No, for sure. No, I like the idea. I like the idea.
Bogus.
We'll see. It's FIA, so they probably won't do anything.
They listen then.
Well, they're return listeners every week. They're actually here. Hey, they're here live right now.
We're back right there. We are
in Saudi Arabia, so
that's right, live from the desert. Let's see. Did you also see that in Q3 there was a fan left on to Albon's car or something? What's up with that?
My God,
how does that even happen?
That was so funny.
How does that even happen? I didn't see the video, but I saw a still of it, and I'm like, oh my God.
The guy who's supposed to take it off, he was just late. Like he had his hands on the fan. It's just they released him. They released Albon before he was able to get it unhooked and then off of the car. So he was like, his hands were on the fan as it was moving out of the garage.
You see that there's just a chunk of dry ice sitting right above his head.
Yeah, I did see that. Yeah.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, anyway, some activities, little pre-GP activities there that we wanted to discuss right off the bat.
I love when stuff happens pre-GP.
It's rare that that much happens, though. I mean, there's little things here and there, but nothing worth mentioning, and that just seemed like a plethora. So, Oscar, though, getting the win, the true win. I'm not discrediting his other win. I feel like this one feels a little bit different to him. We'll get into that. Charles finishing second after giving a solid late charge and then just falling off there. Followed by George Russell, Lando Norris, also with the fastest lap coming in fourth. And then Max Verstappen, of all people, finishing fifth. Followed by Alonso, Albon, Colapinto, Lewis, and Bierman hitting 10th. So let's talk about McLaren first, obviously. I mean, I didn't see Oscar winning the race. I saw him up there. I can't even remember if I chose him in my podium. God, he just had great pace. And it wasn't just the GP. He had pretty decent pace all weekend. So did Lando, but Oscar did feel a little bit quicker. And then he just proved it in the GP.
There's just nobody better at dive bombing corners.
Right?
This year, there's nobody better at somebody dive bombing corners. Did it back to back weeks, right? Yeah.
Nothing. It kind of reminds me of Max with when Ricardo was there.
Oh, he's definitely aggressive. He's
Max
like that.
Would be hitting the corner like
he's
that.
Like
yeah.
that. That's why people like Lando more.
Sure, sure.
Right? Because realistically, if you put them both out on a lap, Lando's going to win 9 times out of 10.
Sure.
On just a fast lap, right? But, like, the way he races, like, the style he has is dope. And speaking about McLaren, there was nothing cooler than seeing, like, Lando stop in Checo.
Mm-hmm.
That was dope. Checo's yeah, like, sure. or Lando's like, how long do you need him stop for? He goes, 1-2 laps, this lap. And then he slowed him down for, like, a second and a half.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Talk about...
Different race.
Actually working as a team yeah, and seeing it at its fullest extent.
So cool to see.
But what I liked about Oscar is the closing laps, the last 10, 15 laps where he literally had to fight off Charles. And Charles was giving him a lot, actually. It seemed like Charles was seriously giving him a lot to work with, and both on tired tires, right? But Oscar just showing his skill. I just loved it, man.
You wonder with a driver like that, again, comparing him to Max, I guess, with his style.
A younger Max.
How much Charles really wants to dive bomb a corner against that guy? Because he will put you both into a wall.
And
right?
that's probably, and I think that's.
It's got to be in the back of your head. Like, he was close enough a couple times. Yeah. He was close enough a couple times to make that, to try to go for it. But 100%. He was like, he wanted to basically pass him in the straight, not in the corner.
And that's, I think, the veteran mentality of Charles at this point. How long has he been in F1 at this point? What is he, 26-ish?
5 somewhere? Years?
Like, yeah, it's like I feel like longer. Yeah. I feel like it's even longer than that. Like, it just feels like he's been in these races. He knows when he actually has an opportunity, and maybe taking into account, you know what Oscar's going to do about it.
Mm-hmm.
He's just not going to let you by. So it's either at that moment for this race anyway. It was probably that. It's either I try to pass him and probably end up in the wall, and DNF, or I take second.
But the other
and if I get my opportunity, If I get my opportunity, you know, on the straight. Maybe mm-hmm. he takes it, but...
But you got to think the other side of that would be he's pulled the last 3 years, hasn't won here. Here's an opportunity. Dive bomb. What do you have to lose if you're in a Ferrari right now? You have third locked up. You may be able to catch Red Bull.
Does Charles really care about the drivers at this point? Oscar is?
Drivers, no.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, I'm talking more the contenders.
The constructors. I know. I'm just saying, do you think he cares about drivers at all or no?
No.
So you're just saying from a constructor standpoint, what do they have to lose?
Yeah, they're locked in at their place. Obviously, they still have a chance to catch Red Bull, I think. I think that's still definitely a possibility.
I mean, right now.
They're very close.
Yeah.
They're like 40 points or whatever. But with that being said, like, I mean, if you're this race, you're racing good. Last couple races look good. Send it.
Yeah,
I wish he at least once, and not even once. So the amount of times how close he was going into the final turn, he had like 3 or 4 times where he was within 0.6 of Piastri.
Oh yeah, he was dumb and close
with DRS.
Yeah,
that gets him up real close to be able to dive bomb that if he wants to. You got to at least try one of them, even if you back out because you're like, I don't have an advantage. You got to at least
He never really gave it that solid try, did he?
Zero.
Yeah.
He
was right there the whole time, but yeah, he never really tried to
give it one
dive.
Try. Why
I
not?
Don't know, man.
But it's the
safe play.
A racer that's not going to do that is not going to win drivers.
WDC.
Yeah, he's not going to win the WDC. You have to be able to take
those
risks.
That's a good point.
You have to be able
to
take those risks.
Not to be the McLaren fanboy, I just have to give Oscar his credit.
Yeah,
like,
no, absolutely.
You're right. Charles did not do what Oscar did. He did not make that late lunge. I mean, Charles said in the cool down room, like, I wasn't sure you were going to make the breaking point when you did that.
Yeah.
So Charles definitely had, like, he wanted to keep his car out of the wall, a track where he's put his car in the wall before. But at the same time, Oscar, there were a few moments when they got really close in that straight, and Oscar just kind of defended a little bit too much. We saw him coming into that long first straight. He was driving in the dirt, like literally dirty track, to make sure he covered off Charles, because the straight, I think McLaren had them all day. Even with DRS, they had them pretty well. But mid-section, Charles was gaining on him all the time. So big kudos to Oscar. I mean, I've said it before. Oscar's a WDC in the making, man.
Sure. 100%. What a battle.
Yeah.
Though, like, that was a great way to end the race.
I felt the same way. Yeah, I felt the same way I felt in Miami during that Balkan race where I just felt sick, like, for the last 30 laps of the race.
Yeah, sure,
just, like, watching it happen. I honestly, I didn't care who won. I could have gone with Oscar or Charles, but it was just, like, they were so close the whole time. The whole time. It was so cool.
It was just a great younger battle.
Yep.
You know what I mean? It wasn't, you know, what we're so used to, the Max Lewis now became the Max Lando or whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. It's just fun to see something different. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And
it was at a great high race
level. Yeah. Oh yeah. For sure. And before we move on from McLaren, let's talk about Lando.
Yeah.
I mean, fastest lap, climbing from 15th. Now that you say, you know, finishing P4 with a wreck, but finishing P4, I mean, Maybe starting 15th did matter this race. You know what I mean? I still think he wouldn't have won the race over Oscar. I just think Oscar was that much faster than Lando. Though Lando got fastest lap, but, like, I just felt like Oscar's pace was that much quicker than Lando.
If what?
If he would have started not in 15th, like, up further, not gotten the grid penalty.
I mean, I couldn't imagine if Dolphins could, you know, breathe air if they could fly. Like, what are we talking about here?
Well, where's Lando finish then if he doesn't get the grid penalty for you?
If he qualifies where? P1 first?
No. Where was he? Didn't you say he was 12th before grid penalty?
No, he was saying that if he just kept going through the grid penalty.
If he finishes lap with grid penalty, he probably, maybe he would have come out P12, maybe. There's still a chance that he would have been lower because of the penalty.
Sure, sure.
We just don't know how fast that lap would have been.
Yeah, we have no idea.
So it's hard to tell where he could have been.
And
his first lap was like early, so it was before track, you know, it was before, I mean, it was 15th, right? So he didn't get a really good lap in,
but still finishing P4, I mean, getting in points is probably expected at least from 15th of Orlando, but finishing P4, I mean,
I think if he qualifies within the top five, he's definitely fighting for the win 100%. And if it's between him and Oscar, I think McLaren's giving it to him now. Like they said,
Lando.
They said going forward they're going to prioritize Lando, so
right,
which is the right move, right? It sucks to hear it's Oscar, but it's good to hear that Oscar's like, yep, you know what, that makes sense.
And what better reassurance than him stuffing Checo?
Yes.
Oh, for sure.
Now you want that guy to fight for you in the future? Oh, he's going into the wall. Okay.
Yeah, right. right, no doubt.
But, I mean, mega recovery from Lando, right?
Mega.
He got past Verstappen and Perez both.
Right.
Oh, no, not Perez. Perez crashed. He got past Verstappen, which was so fun to see. Like, he was like new mediums.
And
he
Max almost didn't. He didn't really have a chance on him. It didn't seem like he didn't really put up a fight on him.
He was like 12 or 14 seconds behind Max. He caught him and then overtook him like within 10 laps.
Yeah,
something like that. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. Let's talk about P2. Charles, we already kind of mentioned P2, actually. Not a ton left to talk about Charles. Great drive, though. It's good to see Charles. I mean, Ferrari as a whole getting more consistent, but it's great to see Charles, for me anyway, kind of where he belongs. He belongs in the top three, top five. At the most, least, I don't know. But, like, he belongs top five or better, straight up. I think Charles is top five driver on the grid. It's just, I don't know if the car just wasn't good enough. They didn't have any pace at the beginning of the season, but It's just great to see him being more consistent. I don't know. And a chance at the win. He had a chance. And like you said, maybe he needs to take that chance next time.
I mean, all props to both of
them. At this point, you got what? Would we have seven races left? Seven? I think it's seven. Left in the season. If he's put in that position again, I hope somebody's in his ear telling him he's got to take that opportunity.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Ferrari's second driver. And we're going to bring up Checo here as well. Mm-hmm. That's just disappointing. Like, I freaked out. I lost it. I already told you what I said that I can't say on air now when it happened, when I was watching it. But that you said it was Checo's fault.
Yeah.
Off air. Why do you say that?
Well, for starters,
we're talking about the big crash at the end, by the way.
I think it was one of the commentators maybe that brought it up. But, like, the clear as day point, if you have two guys that go into a turn, right? Who gets the turn? The guy that's in front.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Sainz was in front. He went to go, right? And then Checo came. They both were trying to get the slipstream.
Sure.
Sainz gets that if he wants it because he's in front. Checo came. Like, so Sainz moved over a little bit and Checo kept coming into him when Checo had all the room.
Checo had a ton of room.
And then he just ruined both. And again, right, I said if Checo did top five, I'll give him props. That was a good drive out of Checo. Again, he can't put it together, right?
No.
You could hand the guy, hey, you're in first. There's one lap left. He won't do it.
Dude was running P3 almost all day.
Yeah.
Almost all day. And he running it well at that.
Let me ask you something. Let me ask you something. Did you just tell us before this show that Matt Ryan had a good game last night?
That Matt Ryan? Oh, Kirk Cousins.
Kirk Cousins had a good game last night? Sorry.
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah, same thing, right?
Same thing.
Horrible game until the very end. What are you going to get known for? The very end, right? Sure. How you finish it.
Fair. Hey, okay. Same thing. Great point.
Same thing.
Yeah, great point. Great point. Yeah. Not how you start, it's how you finish. And Checo started great for once. And yeah.
Finish how he usually does, at the bottom.
At the bottom. Joel, what did you see in the incident?
Yeah,
that is being called a racing incident. Nothing transpired from that.
I do think it was a racing incident. If blame had to be put on someone, I'm putting it on Checo because he did have a lot of room. Neither of them, I watched that replay so many times, neither of them turned into each other. They just both, like, Sainz was staying on his line, the line that gets him to his breaking point, and Checo was also on the line, just at a different inward trajectory towards them. So
Checo was being aggressive.
He was being aggressive.
In a sloppy way.
You're right. Sainz had the lead. Checo needed to give him the room, and yeah, that just didn't happen. They wheel locked, tails all the time into the wall.
So we're talking about Charles. We want Charles to, you know, pressure Oscar a little bit more at the end of the race there. Is that not the same thing for Checo?
So here's why it's not. When Piastri dive bombed that corner, he took the corner.
I love dive bomb, by the way.
Yeah.
Because that's exactly what it is.
But he took, so here you are, right? He took that corner. Now it's his corner.
Sure.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about.
He dive bombed that corner.
I know. We're talking about, we're wanting Charles to try to dive bomb or be more aggressive. Well, why can't we want Checo to do the same thing?
Sure. So if let's say they keep going that route, right?
Sure.
And then
if Checo breaks, it should be Carlos's turn.
Well, if Checo breaks later and they're staying on the same clean lines and Checo breaks later, it's his corner.
Yes. Yes.
Right? But yeah, that's more of just an example of whose line it is.
Yeah. I mean, Checo would have had a better go at him if he just kind of slotted behind him, got the DRS, got the slipstream off of Sainz, and then went ahead of him after the next turn.
The next lap.
Yeah, and what's interesting is that I think lap like 58 or something, Charles's tires just died all of a sudden. So it was a battle for second.
It was crazy.
Like, Oscar was two, three seconds ahead, so it was just a battle for second. And I think, I mean, I want to say the whole reason that they got so close to each other is because Perez tried going for second. He tried getting through both of them. Oh, no, because it was Charles, then Perez, and then Sainz. Perez went for the overtake on Charles, and Charles blocked him out. He didn't let him have it. And then Sainz was able to swoop up, pick up the pieces, and get ahead of him. Yeah, mm-hmm. And then the crash happened right shortly after that. Right. I remember that whole sequence. I was screaming. I was, like, standing. I was like,
I freaked out.
And then I screamed again.
Part of me was, like, happy for Checo. I know, that's blasphemy on this show. But, like, part of me was, like, happy for Checo. I was like, dang, what a good race. Like, racing great. I can't believe he's going to get P3. I didn't knock on any wood, so I'm sorry, Checo. I guess that's my fault, buddy. But disappointing. It's disappointing for Carlos, too, who had another great day.
Incredibly. I mean, it's disappointing tech tip. I would say it's disappointing for both Ferraris. I mean, Charles, it's a good place to get second place, but it's not the place he wants, right? He qualified first.
Sure.
And he, again, for the third or fourth year in a row, was not able to hold it. So it's a little rough for both of them. Definitely more so for Carlos because he didn't get to finish the race, possibly in fourth or
after
third.
A good run.
Yeah,
it does kind of suck that like nobody in the top 10 even did the right tire strategy. Like how much different that is if Oscar or Leclerc start on a hard tire is completely different.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Did everybody finish on hards?
Except for Lando and Albon, because they both started on hards.
I kind of go here or there with that, just because if one of them were to start on hards, and like let's say like first place starts on hard, second starts on medium, that medium's going to get away so much faster right away, and then they lose all those places, and then they have to fight for them back at the end of the race. So I don't know. I think that's what I'm saying.
Everybody started on mediums.
So you're saying it would be hard.
So a specific example is McLaren.
Yeah.
They were so much faster on the hard.
Yeah.
Like, if you put Piastri on a hard to start the race, mm-hmm. he's putting up a crazy gap. Even if everybody else starts on a hard.
Yeah.
He's putting up a crazy gap because how fast that car was with the hard.
I see what you mean now.
Yeah, I
see what you mean. You're totally right, yeah. But luckily, I think Norris was able to prove the medium came in handy near the end of the race. But you're totally right. Starting on hards probably would have been a little better.
Let's move on to Mercedes. Mercedes. P3 and P9. Another good showing for George. I mean, they can't really expect much more right now, I think, from Mercedes.
Just another race where George falls into podium.
Yeah.
I know.
Nobody gets luckier.
Seriously.
It's crazy.
But Mercedes, again, just feels like they've plateaued. They're not really gaining any ground without the crash. You know what I mean? He was in front of Max.
You kind of want to, like, at this point, I just want to see what Lewis can do if he starts top five or top six. I want to see him race with those guys. I feel like the last few races we watched him start like at the end, the back of the pack.
Yeah.
I just want to see him, like, I think that's going to be a true testament of that car because he's racing really good in it. He's climbing spots. He's doing all that.
He is.
And I would love to see.
The second race in a row, he's climbed a bunch of spots.
And I would just love to see him start up in like the top five just to see what really that car has. And I think right now we don't have that because like it's, and this isn't even like a bad luck thing because nobody has better luck than Russell, but just like. The amount of stuff that guy deals with his car is unbelievable. No, Russell.
Oh, Russell, yeah.
There's always something with him. You know, it's like the tires go out. Like, there's like always...
last week? He lost his wing immediately. Yeah. Like, oh, my God.
And there's still always something with him. So I feel like if we get Lewis in the top five, we'll really see what the Mercedes actually has in it.
Sure.
I don't think they're going to be competing. I don't think they're going to beat McLaren or I don't think they're going to beat Ferrari.
They're not winning a race right now.
No, but I think they put up more of a battle against some of those racers like Sainz.
But you think they can still battle, not fall into a podium, but do you think they can still battle for a podium spot?
Meaning, literally, there have to be third? If everybody's just, if everybody has a good quality, no. Right now, if everybody has good quality, no. But there could be some stuff that fall into place where if it's like Sainz and
third.
There could
be a yellow flag.
Or like Sainz in third, I think like Hamilton has a shot. Taking over Sainz in third. Like that kind of a situation.
Sure.
You know, it just depends on who the racers are up there, the drivers.
Sure. Fair enough. No, I'd also like to see at least one more time Lewis up there fighting with the top dogs.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
I unfortunately think we're seeing a pattern. I think the Mercedes has kind of plateaued a little bit.
I think it
might be 100%. For the rest of the year. I put them like probably right below Red Bull at the moment, with then it being Red Bull and then Ferrari and then McLaren. I don't know. Yeah. I think Singapore's it's going to be a good test. It's incredibly technical. So I think Lewis like really shines here. And I think George also, he almost got a podium last year and then he crashed. So, you know, hopefully we'll see the Mercedes do a little bit better, but yeah, I just think they're in a weird spot at the moment with their car.
Sure. So ninth falling into points because of the crash as well, but also third falling into points, but you got some points. You got some points this week. Red Bull, we've already touched on Red Bull a bunch. Obviously, Max finishing P5. Not super impressed. He's complaining about the car. What else? Checo, DNF. Yeah, we're good. We're good on Red Bull this week. We talk about Red Bull all the time. I don't think we need to talk about Red Bull.
I mean, just really quick, you know, while we're talking about him, like, what is happening with Max? Is it him or is it really the car?
He needs to get his swagger back.
He's got to get his mojo back.
I mean, in a way, almost doesn't have his Max aura right now. You know what I mean? It does feel off.
It's just weird. It's hard
for me to say the car when literally Checo comes out and is running P3 the whole day.
Dude. Granted.
He did.
Yeah, granted. This is probably Checo's best track. Like,
sure.
Just like, you know, no hold. He's really good at this track. He's not that good at this track. Like, Max didn't make, I don't think he made, like, any places, more or less. He made a single place. He finished in fifth, which means that if no one had crashed, he would have finished seventh, which is a place behind where he started. That's not Max Verstappen.
No, he looked uncomfortable the whole race.
It's so weird.
He really did. Yeah. Just lethargic, definitely not being as aggressive, probably because, yeah, I know, lethargic in a car, I know. But just not, meaning like not as aggressive, you know what I mean? Like, as he normally would be, he's like, I'm not even going to block that shit.
Same old.
Because I can't.
Yeah, like, same old radio messages. You know,
well,
car
his radio
feel
messages
good.
Are always, we could clip a whole video of Max radio messages.
Maybe they did have like an illegal, and this is a tinfoil hat moment. Maybe they did have a legal car,
which is still not here,
right? Not here. I'll make it. It'll be here next year. I'll definitely make it for next year.
Oh, next year. Yeah. Now we've moved on to next year.
Listen, you gotta take time to build these things, you know.
Yeah, I guess you gotta get new.
You sound like Aston Martin.
Maybe I'll wait for new regs and then I'll make it. But sure. I can't even remember what the point that I was going. Oh, tinfoil hat moment. Maybe they did have something illegal on the car and they got caught and they had to fix it. And now their car is just kind of,
but that's just all hush, hush.
No, no way that stays hush. Every other team wants to blow that up.
He's got the dark web. He would have seen it.
That's true.
Yeah.
He's got F1 dark web.
And hey, I haven't seen it.
Okay. I will stand back.
But maybe we'd take you more serious if you actually had the tinfoil hat on.
Okay.
Oh, noted. So the last thing I want to hear both your takes on this. The last thing Red Bull.
Here it is.
Is this the start of the downfall of Red Bull? Over exaggeration or truth?
I mean, you want to go first?
Define downfall.
Like, are we seeing teams like Ferrari and McLaren starting to take dominance? Like Red Bull has, like so you like had your Mercedes dominance. Year? So you had Mercedes dominance. You had your Red Bull dominance recently. Are they done now? Are they done? They're not going to be a dominant team going forward.
Going forward, like into the future years as well.
Next 3 years.
Next 3 years. 2026 is so. I can't. Next year, I definitely don't see them starting. Well, actually, man, maybe one of the reasons why they're kind of falling behind is they're already prepping for next year, right? That's so hard
BS.
To tell.
That's BS because you're leading in constructors, and that's in question.
Max needs it.
And
they're
Max
not bailing
is in
on
WDC.
That.
Oh, man.
They're not bailing on Max taking
you're right.
WDC.
But maybe they're just trying to fix the car instead of upgrade it at this point, right?
I
don't know.
Yeah. It needs some fixing, apparently, according to Max. Got to re-unchange.
I'll give my take quick.
Go for it.
I do not think they're going to be as dominant as they were last year going forward. I think, and I'm really hoping they have at least one or two teams fighting them. I still think they're going to be fighting for podiums and wins, though. I don't think that's going to change.
So, hold on. He just played like a Marshawn Lynch, I'm here so I don't get fined type answer.
We are in the desert, by the way. This is the local desert team.
Marshawn Lynch, I'm here so I don't get fined answer, right?
That's right.
The question is, do we think that, like, a downfall as in, cool, we're fighting. Hey, Ferrari's fighting for podiums right now. They're not going to win the WDC.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
That's not really a downfall. Like, that's a downfall for Ferrari for where they've been. Mercedes, their dominance. Red Bull, their dominance. Is that dominance at this point? Is this the last season already? We're going to see that dominance switch that season or this season now?
Yes. Yes, I agree.
And it's going to continue.
So if it's McLaren,
do you think McLaren takes over now?
No, I don't.
Oh, yeah,
I don't.
No.
Yeah, I don't.
That's what I meant. I don't think there's going to be... I don't think there should be any, like, dominant team going forward.
That is
my prediction.
That's what I think, too.
I think they're going to be all fighting each other a little bit. That was the point that I was trying to make. Yeah.
Okay, so you think it's going to be more so dependent on the drivers now? From 2026 or starting next year?
Starting right now, more or less, like how it is now, I think Red Bull is going to get a really good head start at the start of next year, but I don't think they're going to be able to do what they did last year or at the start of this year. I think they're going to kind of level out with the rest of the field.
Okay.
That is my prediction. I could be wrong. I've been wrong a lot. You've seen my podium predictions. It's awful.
Yeah, we know, buddy. No, I'm just kidding. No, I don't think there's any dominant team in 2025, straight up. I agree with you. I think it's going to be a battle amongst... McLaren's probably going to lead the group, but I think it's going to be a battle between them, Ferrari. I do think Mercedes is going to battle. And
next
I do,
year?
Yes.
And all right, now you might as well get a tinfoil hat for this guy.
I need one too. But I do think Red Bull's still gonna battle as well. I mean, but like 2026, again, I think that's a new opportunity for short dominance from somebody. I don't know who it's going to be. Is it going to be Aston? No. But could it be? Sure, maybe. But I think you'll see a short dominance, like 2 years until people get their stuff together with new regs, and then you're going to see maybe a hodgepodge of teams again. I don't know. That's my tinfoil hat. But
yeah.
Hey, you asked. What do you think?
Yeah, what is your take?
I think
you're full in on Red Bull.
Yeah. No. I think we're going to see Red Bull's downfall in the aspect of next year we see them win two or three races.
Two or three? Wow.
They're going to be on the very downside. I think we see McLaren... Whew. I think we see McLaren and Ferrari start to take over next year. And
okay. I agree with McLaren for sure. I think Ferrari's going to win a few races next
McLaren
year.
McLaren and Ferrari, I think, are going to be the top two teams next year.
Is Red Bull third then for you, or where's Mercedes in that?
Red Bull's third. I think Mercedes, they just have too young too far with Kimi off, yeah. and stuff. And I mean, you're better off putting Colapinto or Bearman in a seat right now because they've proven themselves in races.
That's fair. That's a fair take. Yeah. And again, like what he said this summer will stick with me until he proves it mm-hmm. on the track next year for yeah. me. Yeah. Straight up. Like when you are touted as the next Tom Brady, you know what I mean? And you come out and say, you know, I don't know if I'm ready. Whoa. I mean, that's a big red flag for me. Moving on, because we got to keep this thing rolling. Williams, what a race. What a race. Like, both cars in points. He has to crash, but Colapinto still would have been 10th. What a turnaround for
them.
He
beat Albon, right?
No.
No, he didn't. He was right behind him. By 2 seconds. He was right there. Yeah. But what a race for Colapinto, first off. But just Williams as a whole. Albon, we know he's a good driver. This is what we know he's capable of doing, if not better than that. In a Williams, I don't know about that. But what a showing for Williams as a team.
They might be
don't
like,
you dare say they, that.
I might have to get a hat. I don't know.
Oh,
like,
my God.
They're
oh,
like,
get a
they're
hat. Okay,
growing.
I thought he was going to throw him into our teams for 2025 in the mix.
No, holy crap. I love when the commentators do stuff like that. They're like, Williams looked really good in practice. They're going to be at the top. And then they just like 15th, 6th. Yeah, no. I don't think they're going to be fighting that high up. But if they can carry this
chance
momentum.
Chance at best of the rest? Next year?
That's what I'm saying. Maybe best of the rest. Maybe. I just, they're so like up and down, it feels like. Like last year, they were good, I think, at the start of the season, and they fell off really hard. This year, they were bad at the start of the season, and then they're kind of getting a little bit better. They just have up and downs. It's really hard to tell. But either way, really good race from Williams. And then, I mean, I
and
have
on a tight technical track. I mean,
yes.
It shows, yes, the level of skill in the drivers, but that the car can handle that.
Yeah, absolutely. And car aside, Albon obviously a great job, but this is the first time Colapinto's ever raced in Baku.
Ever.
And he's gotten, I wrote it here, he's gotten more points than Logan has his entire career.
Wow.
That's
God,
crazy.
That poor guy, dude.
I'm sorry to, you know.
Kev, we might need to make a hashtag sorry, Logan.
Sorry, I'm sorry,
it's
man.
It's
going to
be
I don't
a rip show
to, you know,
every day.
I don't mean to bash in your grave, but like, Colapinto, it's crazy.
We're going to have Logan on the show.
We should. Can now. We could probably afford him.
He's looking for work.
He's negative right now.
Oh, my God. So, great race from Williams. I'm curious if they can repeat it next week. We'll talk about some news with Williams coming up here in a minute.
Yeah.
Let's just touch on Haas real quick. Bearman falling into points with the crash. Hulk just outside of points. But, again, another consistent showing from Haas. I mean,
what's more impressive for Haas with Bearman is it's not like he raced the Haas before, right? Like he raced a Ferrari and now a Haas, and that's two different ball games.
Yep. And that should
and
be
he performed in both.
Yeah, and that should be a really good showing for Haas. Like Haas should feel really good about that.
You should
too.
Be very happy with that guy in your seat.
That guy in the seat, but you should feel good about your car too. Like, hey, we're finally starting to figure this thing out.
What drives me nuts about this though is I think Colapinto will continue to perform the rest of the year, but he's not going to have a spot next year.
Yeah, probably not.
That's crazy.
I think we're going to talk about that. Yeah,
he could. It could be weird, but he could. But at the moment, absolutely not. He doesn't. There's nowhere for him to go right now. Technically, we'll get into it. Other notes, really quick. Let's talk about the constructors' points really quickly. Kev, if you want to throw the little deal up there, if you look at the bottom of the screen. Check out our, do you got the constructors up there right now?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Got the constructors points up there. Look how close. Not even how close. McLaren just took the lead over Red Bull. 476, Red Bull at 456. I mean, that DNF by Checo really hurt, considering he would have been possibly P5, P4, or I'm sorry, P3, P4. Mm-hmm. That's a big deal.
Yep.
That's a big deal.
Check the tape. Told you.
They need check the tape. Check the tapes. Let's see.
They run away with it now.
Really?
Yeah, they run away with
There's no chance Red Bull catches.
Now Red Bull's trying to fight off Ferrari
up by
right
20
now.
Points.
They're trying to
just
fight
like that.
Yeah, they're trying to fight off Ferrari right now.
It would be incredibly hard for Red Bull to make that back.
Do you okay, then let's bring that up then. Do you think Ferrari can catch Red Bull before the end of the season?
I think Red Bull is third at the end of the year.
If Checo can get us a P8 or better,
now
I feel like Red Bull can still...
Let's put this, if Checo can. He had a good race.
This is his best track.
He's won the most races here. Like, Singapore, he had one good year, I think, here, and that was it. Last year, he did not do well. He could get P8. I don't think it's going to matter, because Sainz is going to get higher than P8.
So back on your question about the downfall of Red Bull, mm-hmm. if Ferrari catches Red Bull, I mean, that cements it.
Well, that's what I said.
If Ferrari does catch Red Bull, that kind of cements it. The dominance is over.
In that point, though, I said it starts now. I think right now we're seeing the switch. We're seeing the downfall now.
Correct.
Right? Next year, we're going to see it elevated.
Almost since coming out of summer break a little bit.
We're going to see it elevated, I think, next year with the McLaren and the Ferraris. But, I don't think they have a shot. Like, I think that their best hope is for Verstappen to figure something out the rest of the year and just put out
because
podiums every week.
He's consistently, between P4 and 6 right now? Like, consistently? He has no chance right now.
Yeah.
Okay, consistently through two races right now.
If he can consistently podium, I think Red Bull can hold on to second. But I think Ferrari's got second. Pretty locked up at this point.
McLaren's gone.
They might as well celebrate now.
I think McLaren is going to run away with it.
I don't think Zach Brown's going to count as chickens yet.
No. I mean, you can't.
No, nothing. All right. No. We'll table
it. Hash that one down low.
What?
Nothing.
All right. All right, Kev, let's move right into our news. So, to start the news, as promised, we're going to bring up Williams again. That was horrible. So, here's the thing. No, anyway. So, we're going to bring up Williams again. Williams seriously wants Colapinto on the grid in 2025 bad. So, that's the part that I was going to bring up is Williams just came out and said they're willing to talk to Sauber to make it happen. So...
I'm just saying, James Vowles, I think, has used up all of his money, all of his hose punch cards. I don't think he's going to have any pull anymore after getting signs. The work he put in to get signs, I feel like. It would be great. I think he deserves it. Colapinto deserves the seat, but I feel like it's a hard sell.
So look at it from Sauber, then. You got to pick between...
Why are you looking at his seat, though? Why not Yuki? No, I'm thinking, why not Albon?
What do you mean?
Aren't you just focusing on signs right there?
Sainz has the Williams seat next year.
I know, Sainz and Albon. But so does Albon.
Yeah,
Why not look for that trade with Albon to go over there?
To Sauber?
Oh, no. No. That would never happen. No, Williams needs Albon.
So why?
Because they just signed a multi-year deal with Albon. They're like building the team around him and now Sainz. Like he's like a pillar of their team at this point.
Okay, going forward though, would you rather have Colapinto and Sainz or Colapinto and Albon?
I'd rather have Albon and Sainz.
Oh, I guess.
So do you think that? But do you think? Do you think that's? Do you think that's?
What are we doing right now? What's happening?
He's finally saying it. What are we doing?
Where am I?
What is this proposal?
No idea. There's no details about it. Nope. But Williams said that they were willing to talk to Sauber to make it happen. What that talk would be, nobody knows. Because are they actually going to do it? Who knows? But look at Sauber's opportunity, right? They got Bottas, Zhou, and Colapinto. Is that it? I mean, Danny Rick's floating away doing this. I don't know. We'll talk about Danny Rick here in a minute. But
the exact headline you read was Williams wants Colapinto on 2025 F1 grid open to Sauber talks.
Really? No, I put bad in there. They want him bad. So I changed it up,
bad
I guess.
Bad is not in this headline. So, hey, at least you didn't, plagiarize. That's good.
We don't plagiarize a band with the boys.
I think it's still a hard sell, unfortunately. I think he deserves a seat. He's in these two races. He's already, proved himself. I think he's ready.
For sure.
It's just I'm afraid it's going to turn into a Liam Lawson situation.
Yeah. I wish there was more.
Did we ever determine who's in that second V-carb seat?
Not yet.
Okay. So that's the only other one.
So that's where... Yuki's not locked in?
Yuki is locked
Luki,
in.
Yuki's.
I thought Liam Lawson was locked in.
Nope.
Oh, he's not.
Nope. Second That's V carb is still open.
That's interesting. So here's my thing around it all. I wish there was more like aggressive moves by teams in F1. Like if you see somebody like Cole Pinto or Bearman, not Bearman because he's obviously pretty, he's locked up, but like Cole Pinto, for example, like if you're, let's say Racing Bull and Red Bull, why not get rid of Checo, put him in the background, right? Put him as your reserve, bring up Yuki or whatever, bring up Ricardo, and then fill that spot with Cole Pinto. Like why not make aggressive moves?
Specifically for Red Bull and V-Carb is because they already have too many prospects. They have Liam Lawson, they have Danny Rick, they have Yuki, they have Checo, and then they also have an F2 driver
who's
really good. Isaac Hadjar, I think. I think really it's just they have too many options at the moment.
Cole Pinto's proven, though.
Like, he is.
He is, but
like,
I think...
We're praising Liam Lawson too much. When he came in, was it this year or last year he came
last
in?
Last year.
Last year? Hey, get him out.
right. No, I agree. Right? I agree.
Get him back.
Get him back. It does sound stupid, but I think Red Bull's just bought into whatever juice Liam Lawson is feeding them. That doesn't sound right.
You're right, though.
But like,
is he also sponsored by China?
Maybe. We don't know.
To the next Zogon, maybe. You, dude.
We don't know. But
I think what's good about Red Bull is that almost every single one of their drivers is just amazing for PR, and they like work somewhere. So I think Liam had 4 or 5 races last year, and everyone like loves him for it.
But if it's gonna be Liam, why is it taking you so long to say it though? There's got to be question marks.
Because you got Danny.
I know, and that's why like I just see this is just a headline here. Helmut came out and said, "Quote, wait for Singapore to know about Daniel Ricciardo's future." So why do they keep delaying this thing if they know anything? Like I don't think Danny Rick's in the seat at all, and I do think it's gonna be Liam because I think Red Bull's just in love with him. But I would agree that Cole Pinto would be a better option, but I don't think Williams wants to talk to Red Bull about that.
But at this point,
because Cole Pinto is going to be Williams' reserve, I'd imagine, right? If it's Albon signs, he would go into the reserve.
At this point with like Yuki, right? Yuki deserves a spot because of his points and his performance.
He's shown enough this year to get at least one more year.
Majority of the year, I think he did very well.
He started out great.
Yeah, so like. I hate that. Like I understand it, but I hate like the popularity contest at that level. Like we got to stop it at some point. Like if you want to start winning, like.
But every major sport's gonna be political like that, though.
Well, yeah, 100%.
It always will be.
100%. But like, there's 20
we'll
spots.
Change it.
There's 20 spots, right? We have
Cole for FIA
like,
president.
Ganyu.
Zhou Guanyu.
Guanyu.
Guanyu. Yeah.
Guanyu.
You had it right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Guanyu, get him out of a car. Why is he still driving?
Get him out of a car. Get him out
After
of a car.
After focusing on how to say his name.
Take
right
away
so
his
hard.
License.
Just get him out.
Joe.
But what are we doing with him?
It's
like,
the money
he should
factor.
Not be driving.
It's the money
exactly.
factor.
But I hate that. Get somebody that'll actually elevate you to the next level. That'll get you more money for your team.
And it's possibly still growing the sport, too. There's that part of it as well. It's not as big of a factor as the money factor.
In
but
China?
Yeah.
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 What's the population of China?
Who cares?
A lot.
You know, it's like America finally gets into the sport and we have freaking Sargent backing us and they got Ganyu, dude.
Yeah, the U.S. Hey, the U.S. only lasted, what, 6 months since Sargent got brought in full time? Because he wasn't full time last year. Oh, no, he was full time last year. What am I talking about?
He was
just as bad.
Months.
That's why I just blanked it. Anyway. So we'll see. Cole Pinto at the moment, no seat.
I definitely know what you mean. I think the obvious spot, if he were to race next year, would be Sauber. I have no idea what they're thinking.
Cole Pinto?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if Audi's making the decisions for Sauber right now or if Kick is. I just have no idea. Incoming Mick seat?
Oh my, you forgot to put your tinfoil hat back on. But
Mick who?
Schumacher?
Mick, well, who do you think, Mick?
Oh, well, who's the guy that was from Russia?
Oh, Mazelspin?
Mazelspin. I heard the
Yeah.
That guy, nobody will take back with how much he costs.
No.
Probably not.
Mick, you know what? Mick will get a seat before he does. That I'll give you. Before Mazelspin gets a seat. It's Mazepin,
Nick,
right?
Nick's
That's his actual name.
Cares.
I keep saying Mazepin.
Nikita. It's Mazepin, yeah.
Nikita. We'll call him Nikita instead. Yeah. Bahrain to hold 2025 testing. Have they held it before?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like they low-key have. Okay, that's what I thought.
So they used to hold it in Spain like a while back, but it's been Bahrain for a while.
Okay, that's what I thought. Just, I was like, this didn't feel like news to me, but I think thought I'd mention
it
just
like
came out.
Like they on at least on social media they put way too much praise on it. I feel I was like, okay,
that's what I mean. That's why I was like, cool. I feel compelled banter crew needs to mention this.
I was like,
as soon as I put it in here, I was like, I'm pretty sure it's been there.
Yeah,
like
I saw that and I was like, okay. And
news.
Well, that's what we've been doing.
News. All right. So here's my Danny Ric stuff. Apparently, if he doesn't have a 2025 F1 seat, Danny Ric is coming stateside to potentially race NASCAR. It's what he would like to do if he didn't have a 2025 seat. Nothing's guaranteed. He doesn't have a seat lined up in NASCAR either. But we saw Kimi make the jump, whatever. I just thought it was funny. It'd probably be a great PR move and a possible bridge to get NASCAR fans into F1. Will that work like that? Probably not. NASCAR fans think F1's stupid. F1 fans think NASCAR's stupid. So it's probably not a thing, but I thought it was interesting.
No, it'd be
being
brilliant.
A NASCAR fan as well.
It'd be brilliant. The only thing I think that Danny Ric's not understanding, unless he gets crazy advertisements, you're not going to make the same money.
No, well, he knows he wouldn't make the same money, and he straight up said that he wouldn't be good at it because he hasn't been racing in that way his whole life like he has F1. But
that'd be huge.
He's like, interested to do it, and I think it would be a great PR move.
Hey, Ganyu.
Joe?
He's a Ganyu
of
NASCAR. Everybody loves that guy. Even Americans love that guy. It doesn't matter, you know, Skoll or Copenhagen, you love Danny Ric.
Wait, what? What? Danny Ric's the
Ganyu. Joe?
Popularity. You're there for popularity.
Yeah, right.
Same thing. If he goes to NASCAR, it's the same thing.
Oh, okay, I got you.
What's going on?
The reason why Joe has a seat is... Yeah, I got you. I got to get locked in. Got you, bro. All right.
NASCAR aside, I like to like look up F1 news right before we get here, and it is all Danny Ric right now. Like just in terms of like what is happening,
yeah,
and
I
that
saw
something has to happen soon.
I saw Singapore is Danny Ric D-Day.
You get him in
Will
Ferrell.
Yeah.
You get him in like Will Ferrell, put some like Hooters on there. So.
Oh yeah, it was because of that Helmut Marko thing where he teases something in Singapore. Like, yeah. It's very possible nothing could be said in Singapore.
I think nothing's gonna happen, but we got a few weeks too before we have another show, right? So between the end of Singapore and our next show, something could happen in that window. Maybe that's what they're gearing up for. Maybe that's why they're waiting for Singapore,
the
last break. But they're not going to take... They're going to let Danny Ric finish a season, I'd imagine.
Oh, yeah.
They're not
going to
pull him out.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, they already confirmed that at summer break.
Yeah.
They confirm he has the seat for the rest of the season, no matter what.
They confirm that with Checo, not Danny.
I thought it was Danny Ric, too. Because he was all like amped up and pumped about stuff. And everybody's like, oh, my God, Danny Ric is going to Red Bull next year. And like, no, none of that happened.
You
but I thought it was because he was pumped because, like, hey, like...
No,
you got a seat for the rest of your butt.
I will watch NASCAR if Danny Ric's in a NASCAR.
You would?
Yeah.
Hey, Danny Ric to NASCAR. Let's go.
I like Danny Ric a lot. I almost said I like NASCAR. That was close. I like Danny Ric a lot. I don't think it's enough to get me to watch NASCAR, though.
Ah, you'll do it.
I've watched it. Lost a lot of money to do it.
You'll do it. With that, we'll close out the news and head right into Singapore preview. And like always, we got with the Singapore preview, we have this week, usually I have a cool name like to put in there for your segment here. We got to come up with something. This week I just wrote Joe.
Yep.
So Joe, take it away with your Singapore preview.
I shall. Yeah, looking at the Singapore, doing a Singapore recap this year, Formula One, Singapore Airlines, Singapore Grand Prix 2024, same as last year. It's a hot one. This is one of the hottest of the seasons. I think it was only a little bit hotter in Qatar, I believe. But it's a physically demanding one. A fun fact, drivers can lose as much as 3 kilograms or 6.6 pounds over the course of the race. So definitely very, very physically demanding, this track. Really fun to race, though. I love this track. It's so much fun. I used to hate racing it, but it's become one of my favorites.
Okay.
All right, looking at last year's race, their starting grid, Carlos, George, and then Charles on our front end second row. Off the line, Charles makes a quick move on Russell to get into second place. Meanwhile, behind, Lewis fights Lando for fourth and ends up leaving the track, having to concede the place back to both Russell and Norris. Yuki made contact with Perez, running a bit too close alongside, picking up some damage and eventually pulling off into the runoff. And he is our first DNF. Yuki.
Yuki, yeah.
Yep. A couple laps later, Logan does Logan things and finds his nose into the wall, breaking his front wing and bringing out the first safety car on lap 21. It was an incredibly hectic pit lane. It's the same lap we see most teams bringing both of their cars in at the same time, except for Max and Perez, who started 11th place. Max started 11th place, putting him in an awkward strategy where he's a pit stop down from everyone else, and he will have to serve that after the safety car restart. Almost immediately, Russell, Lando, and Lewis overtake Perez and Max, neither of whom had pitted. Verstappen finally pits at lap 41, coming out at 15th position. Two laps later, Ocon loses power and brings out the virtual safety car. Mark and Alonso decide to go for a different strategy and give up their position for newer tires to the end of the 62-lap race. That strategy pays off as both Mercedes get ahead of Charles for third and fourth. Verstappen is absolutely cutting through the field with better tires and the superior car. By lap 58, he makes the overtake on Gasly for sixth. And on the last lap of the race, the top four drivers being Sainz, Norris, Russell, and Hamilton, separated by less than a second. It goes wheel to wheel right up until turn 11, and instead of turning, George taps the outer wall a little too hard, opts to go straight into the barrier, ending his race, losing him a podium position on the final lap of that race. So our final was Sainz, Lando, Hamilton. This was the race that broke Red Bull's winning streak. I remember being incredibly hyped for it because they were just, I think they had like 10, like 11 or 12 races won in a row. So I was just so hyped to see Sainz up there. And this was, I think...
I forgot about
this
that.
This is like
battle.
Right after, wait... Was it right after Hamilton? No. Hamilton got announced in like winter break.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, last year was this race very far back on the schedule, right? It's one of the last
races. Yeah, it was around the same time.
It was around the same time.
Yeah.
I'm tripping. In 2022, the F1 game, was this race very deep in the schedule? You guys remember that or no?
2022?
I don't remember. Why? What's
It's like the famous night race, right? At the end of the year?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No.
Well, no. Not the last race. That's Abu Dhabi.
Yep.
Oh, I'm confusing those two. Okay, because I remember him wrecking, and I'm just trying to...
This is a street track. It's very close quarters.
Is there a lot of chicanes and... A
lot of chicanes. They go on a bridge at one point.
Yeah. Okay, I know which one we're talking about.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I like Baku, too. It is, like you said, it is a fun track to play.
Yep.
One that I have finished at.
Hey, you have?
Yeah.
This is like one of those tracks where it's like a staple to finish at. This one, Monaco, all those. Like.
Now, I tell you what, Monaco's a different story for me, buddy.
I will not race Monaco.
Yeah, you just
I just don't do it anymore. Too much
heartbreak. So if you're in the career mode on F1, you just skip it?
If I'm doing a full season, I'll do it. And I'll usually, I always hang like out wing damage. And yeah, it's tough. Like
me too.
I'm typically going ahead of everyone in that one race. I'm just, my pace is so bad. So I dread it. I hate Monaco.
Fair enough.
Can't do it. Maybe I'm bad.
Oh, I didn't even bring up our points. Let me pull up our points for this week.
I remember watching that, though.
Are we...
The wreck from Russell.
Yep. That was crazy.
Are we expecting...
You're just like, oh.
No. Why?
Red Bull as a whole, are we expecting them to bounce back in the slightest this week? Like, can we see Max at least achieve podium? I don't think so,
I'm
going
to go back to what I said. I'm going to go back to what I said two episodes ago. And you held me to it. And I doubled down last week, but I didn't double down. Opposite, I will not put Max in my podium the rest of the year. I said that 2 weeks ago, and I did it last week, and karma bit me.
Mm. Bit you.
PG. So, yeah, Max will not be in my podium the rest of the year.
Will not be in your podium the rest of the year, no matter what.
I'm going to stick to it, I think. Unless, like, I don't know. Don't say that, because, like, all of a sudden, like, you know, so-and-so is not racing these races.
We did not think of a... 2 point.
I know.
I have one.
They laid on us.
Okay. This is a Red Bull 2-pointer. It's 50-50 again, so it's really broad, but if you guys like it, because we just saw Checo outscore Max, and we know Checo is typically decent at street tracks, who finishes ahead? Max or Checo?
Oof.
That's quite easy, but we can do it.
You think
we can
so?
Have fun. Yeah. Hey, if you want to go check it, we'll do it. If you want to try to get a couple on us, I think everybody else is going Max.
Yeah, like, I think I'm going Max on that.
Uh-oh. Maybe we think of something else, guys.
He thought he snuck one by right there.
You know, actually, that's a bad idea. Let's not do that.
That's a good one. It's a good question. What do we do?
We got Cole Pinto again, right? This week?
Yeah, we got Cole Pinto for the rest of the season.
What about you got to pick three places you think he lands on. If he lands on one of the three places, you're good.
So we're thinking Colapinto, like specifically.
Colapinto, what yeah. three? Is he? But it has to be in sequential. So 1, 2, 3. Is he 2, 3, 4? Is he?
I actually like that
8, 9, 10.
Okay. So what's your windows then? Those.
One, two, three.
You can pick whatever you want. Yeah. You just have to pick three. Oh, yeah.
Three of those. Three.
I like that.
Okay.
I like that.
Yeah, I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that. Stuart just sent me his picks here. So we'll say him first again, like we always do. I gotta send him the bonus.
He's winning now.
He is.
Let me double check because somebody me didn't total these up before the show. So let me just.
Are you at math?
Bad. We're bad and multitasking. So you guys should talk amongst yourselves really quick. Give me 5 minutes.
Who you got to win it?
What I got to win?
Yeah,
there you go.
I can't tell you. I'm last. I can't give you anything.
Oh, you think I'm going to take secrets from you?
Yes. Yes. 100%.
What are you talking about?
Who do I have to win?
If I wanted your picks, I would just Google images something, dude.
I guess I can tell you what I have.
What the? Oh, my God.
Here.
Hey, you know what? You got bonus points.
Did I get bonus points?
Does Checo have to finish for him to get bonus points? Technically, he finished outside of top 10. Checo. And Joe was the only one. This is different. That was Italy.
No, I lost that. We talked Colapinto.
That's right.
I did get two points last. That was another reason why I was like so stressed during the race because Bearman got within like I think within a second of Colapinto for a second there. Yeah.
Oh yeah, he was above him for a second.
He was. And I was like, you gotta be kidding me.
I realized he didn't fit.
I was stressing.
So Tyler is now at 38 points. So since he's going first, he's got Piastri, Charles, Lando.
I hate how he did it in that order.
Piastri, Charles, Lando. Why?
What a basic, dude.
Sucks.
Just right? copycat
it's of
this
like,
week.
Cause we, hey.
This is the second week in a row.
We're not doing it in order, right? We just say our picks. Like,
yeah,
we don't
correct.
Do it in
order. Sure. No, that's fine. It's just podium.
Hey.
But he did it in order for a
like
reason.
That? Why do you do it like that?
He thinks Oscar's going to win.
Nah, he's bait and switch.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. That guy's fishing from the dock when he thinks he's on a boat right now. Get him out.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
That was sick.
He's not even here to back himself up.
I got to get the guy out of here, dude.
So with 1 point behind him,
yeah.
That's you. What we got? Put on your tinfoil hat.
I'm going to agree with Piastri and Lando.
Agree with Piastri and Lando?
Is that not what he said?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm going to agree with Piastri and Lando. I think they're too dominant right now.
Piastri and Lando. Oh, man, that last one's a doozy.
Leclerc's doing great, but I'm going to do Russell.
George? You know what? I thought about George, too, especially after this week, even though he fell into the podium. But it's interesting. That's an interesting pick. Old George Russell.
I really don't know if I like that.
Hey, you already said it. Joe. I'm just kidding. It's me. I'm at 33 points. I'm going Piastri, Lando as well. Not necessarily in that order. Ooh, man.
Wait, what was your three? Piastri, Lando,
Piastri, and who? Lando, Gasly, no.
Oh, you haven't picked your third one yet.
No. Man. You know what? No, I'm going to go Piastri, Charles, and Carlos.
Really?
Yeah, I know. That's crazy. Piastri.
These dudes keep on picking my podiums.
I'm sticking to
you
it.
You were going to do that?
No, I was going to do Tyler's, and I was like, maybe I should do something else, and then he picked my backup. I think I have something.
He picked your backup.
Yeah.
He
picked one of my backups. I have a lot of backups. God, I have a lot of stuff going on in my head right now.
Yeah,
Why are you yelling at me? I need points.
You're like three people away, though, from literally putting Gasly in your podium. That podium is horrible.
That'd be crazy.
That's why
he's
in third. Don't copy that podium. If that was your second option, you got other issues to deal with.
I've had a decent year, man. Whoa. I'm only four back of you and five of the lead, buddy.
I'm just basing stuff off history, okay? Do I go now? Is that
Yeah,
what's
go
happening?
For it.
Okay.
I'm trying to text Stuart our bonus. So,
I said this at the start of the season. If there was any race I was going to not put Max on like the podium, it was Singapore. I said that from the beginning. Even if he had did a flawless season.
You have said that.
Max does not do well in Singapore, so he's not there. Lando's going to be there. The last two are kind of up in the air a little bit. I think I'm going to go with Oscar, and then I'm between Charles and Lewis. No one has Lewis. What?
Science.
Yeah.
Hey, one of them was going to do it, right? Remember we talked about that last time? Mm-hmm.
So why hate on me for going Carlos?
No, because the rest of them. What are we doing?
I think it's because you didn't have Oscar, maybe.
Oh, all right. All right. Oh, my bad. No, I do have Oscar. I don't have Lando in the top three.
Yeah, that's what's crazy. He doesn't have Lando in the top three.
I know.
Oh, you don't have Lando in the top
three? No, I went Piastri, Carlos, and Charles.
You know, Lando did really good here.
Thanks, Captain. No, but I agree.
I said it in the recap.
No, he did. But okay. Ferrari did well, too.
I mean, Oscar. Oh, man, this is tough because I feel like the Ferrari's faster than Mercedes, but I think Lewis is just really good at this track.
Lando, Oscar.
I'm going to go Lando, bonus. Oscar, and Tyler pick Charles. I'll go Lewis, I guess.
What, just to be different, or do you want to go Charles?
No, I mean, I have written here.
Hey, Charles, you got nothing to lose.
I have written here Charles or Lewis. So
fair enough.
We're still waiting on Tyler.
Fair enough.
Because he did his three.
Okay. Because you can't go backwards.
So
anymore,
we forgot to do bonus because I don't think you said your bonus. So the bonus.
We ran out of Tyler. I thought. What does he got?
Yeah. So he says his bonus for where Colapinto will finish is either 10, 11, 12.
Yeah, I was gonna.
That was mine too.
I was gonna do the same thing, but I'm not gonna now because I'm here to win.
I'm gonna go 9th, 10th, 11th.
9, 10, 11. Dang, Joe jumped you. He's just like, screw you, buddy.
I need to get something.
He jumped you too, Buck. Last.
I don't. Hey, sorry. Like you said, I'm second to worst, so it doesn't matter for me either.
Tyler did 10, 11, 12?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to do 12, 13, 14.
12, 13, 14. Dang, I'm taking a risk then.
What are you doing?
8, 9, 10.
He's getting 8, 9, 10.
He's getting points.
I love it.
I think it's too technical. Hey, he's gonna be down low.
Hey, tell you what, if he gets 12th, we're both not showing up for the next one. We're phoning in.
Hey, that's cool. Hey, if he gets 8th, you're gonna start listening to me for your picks, buddy.
Truly.
I'm gonna help you out.
Hey, man.
I wouldn't listen to me. Anyway.
Oh, man.
So that's crazy.
That's crazy. We put a rookie who's never been on this track before so high. Actually, he's probably been in this track in F2 or F3. But a rookie in a street circuit.
But why? Why are you staring at me?
I'm curious what you're gonna say with this. How are you gonna defend this right now?
I'm just listen.
Am I wrong? 9, 10?
Listen here. If the crash didn't happen, he hit 10 this week in points. If that crash didn't happen instead of 8, now can he do That's it two true. Weeks in a row? I don't know. Yes, right. He would have. He finished P8.
No, yeah. Where are you going with this?
That he can do it again. I said 8, 9, 10. He's going to be more like 10 if I had to take a guess. But, hey, he could get 8, too.
It's too late to change answers,
No, I'm not
right?
changing. No, I'm
No, I'm asking 8, 9, for me. Hey, I feel like I should get lower.
The math on that is, I think he's going to get 10th, so I'm going to pick the two above that.
Because nobody else did. You guys all went lower, so I got to take my risk and go higher because nobody else went 8 or 9, right?
Hey, maybe you can stick third forever.
Maybe.
No, I'm coming for you, buddy.
Yeah.
You know, there's just so many factors to think of. Because if anyone crashes, that's extra
Joe
places,
could win.
You know?
And then that screws everybody
what?
Up.
What?
All right. Well, with that, we should probably close this thing up. Thanks for joining us on Fast Laps. The Azerbaijan. Darn it. Azerbaijan recap, Singapore preview. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe wherever you listen to the banner, whether that's YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. That's it. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
Don't forget to follow, like, and subscribe. Tune in next time for more Banter with the Boys.